Hello there. Thanks for joining the Psychology Report. You know, it's an interesting time in history. I've now been producing the Psychology Report for 1 year. And we've had over 20,000 hits in that year. The people who have listened, and many have become regular followers of the Psychology Report. So it's been a successful year and an encouraging year, and we move on to the next year. Anyway, thanks for being a loyal supporter. Say, there are many roads to Rome, it's said. But you can also say there are many roads to depression. Now, depression usually results from loss. It's part of grieving. We lose friendships, we lose our self-esteem, we lose our prestige, we lose our income, we lose our friends, we lose our parents, our relatives, etc. Loss generally is associated with depression. High levels of unforgiven stress also is associated with depression. If you can't do anything about it and you just have to live with chronic stress, it's a sense of helplessness that leads to depression. But anyway, one of the other things about depression that is important to just take note of here, and that's diet. Now, diet is not the critical issue of depression, whether one eats a certain thing or doesn't eat a certain thing. That isn't going to create necessarily the depths of depression that some people experience. It may be a factor, and it may be something that you need to take into account. So here's some of the research on it. Let's go to Bristol, England, the University of Bristol. 10,000 people were identified as being vegetarians. And they took out of that population 350 who were really what they call the committed vegetarians. These people practice it religiously. And they did not eat meat at all. And vegetarians, of course, don't eat meat and then load up on fruits and vegetables and nuts. And some eat fish, some don't. So this is a very important kind of combination of food that one has to take into account. Then there's what is known as the vegans, V-E-G-A-N-S, the vegans. These are people who not only are staunch vegetarians, but don't eat milk products, dairy products, and a number of other foods, but emphasize grains and vegetables and so on. So when you take a look at this population that we'll call the vegetarians, the level of depression is higher than it is in the average population. And the longer one has been a practicing vegetarian, the more the depression. So there seems to be a link between vegetarian diet and depression. Now, if you eat a large number of vegetarian meals and so on, and have a little bit of meat and a little bit of dairy products and so on, you're probably not at risk. But if you're a staunch vegetarian, and certainly a staunch vegan, your risk for depression is increasingly notable, and you need to take it into account. Now, what's the deal here? Well, vegetarian diets tend to be low in what we call vitamin B12. And if you don't take a supplement of vitamin B12, then you are actually deficient in your body in a very important vitamin, which generally we take in by eating meat. Some of us take it in by supplements, and that's okay. But by eating a certain red meat, and a certain level of red meat, brings us up in our levels of B12. But without meat, then our levels of B12 are suppressed and low, and we have found that to be associated with mood changes, particularly in the mood of depression. Now, it's also been found that that reduces the iron in the blood, so we have now iron deficiency in this kind of a population, you know, as well. And if they are vegetarians and eat a lot of nuts, now, nuts are generally good for you. Generally are part of the of your diet, and you should be eating some nuts. But that's with people who are meat eaters as well. But if you don't eat meat, if you're a vegetarian and you're a vegan, and you eat a lot of nuts, now you're creating some fatty acids in your body, and that's even more likely to be associated with depression. So we have this deficiency that we have to take into account and take note of if we get into this kind of a diet of vegetarianism. Now, if you are depressed anyway, even before you became a vegetarian, it's probably going to be increased and it's going to be made worse. If you were not depressed before, and you now practice it pretty religiously and pretty straightforwardly, you're probably going to get some mild depression. And I would use the word mild depression because it's not going to be a real clinical backbreaker, but certainly a mild level of depression is to be noted and to be monitored. So that if that's the case, you can do something about it and balance your diet and balance your activities and balance your social relationships and bring into your life things which are non-depressing, music, people, activities, etc. You have to counterbalance that. So this level of depression has to be monitored if you're a vegetarian, in particular if you're a vegan. So then you'll have to find other ways to increase your level of stimulation and your level of success, your level of achievement, and prevent depression, you know, from occurring. So it's a balancing act, which you have to be careful of. So it's recommended, I guess, if you really want to be a vegetarian, it's all right, but then take these balancing alternatives and balance out so that you don't get depressed or you don't aggravate the level of depression that you have anyway. And if you are not a vegetarian, you're thinking about it, think pretty carefully about it. It is a mood changer. It does affect mood. There are other reasons in favor, and there are other reasons not in favor of it. And that has to be studied in itself. But I do recommend that you be very careful and consult a number of people when you take on a lifestyle change, such as becoming a vegetarian. Don't overlook the element of mood and element of mental health and the element of depression as a contributing factor to the lifestyle and to the level of mood and level of energy and level of enthusiasm with which you live. So, vegetarians, take note. Vegans, take note. People who are not, but are considering it, take note. There is a factor known as depression, and you don't want to play with that if you don't have to. And if you're certainly at risk for depression, you have it in your family, you're at risk for it. There's a previous history of depression in your life as a child or in your early adult years, and now you're going to make a decision about eating a vegetarian diet. I would just caution you to be extremely careful, and you may want to pass up the opportunity. You don't have to be a vegetarian. You can take moderate amounts of meat, and moderate amounts of fish, and moderate amounts of nuts. You don't have to eat a lot of that. You can cut it back without being a vegetarian. You can emphasize your vegetarian meals, but still put into it a little bit of the meat products. And that is particular if you are, you know, prone to depression either genetically or in your lifestyle, you know, whatever it might be. So anyway, there you are. Just a word of warning, and certainly want you to make note that it's not as easy as it looks. It's not as fun as it looks. And it's not as dramatic as it looks. And not as romantic as it looks, you know, to be a vegetarian. Don't do it because you're being defiant. Don't do it just as a anti-authoritarianism. Don't do it because you're going to oppose whatever it is in your family that you're trying to oppose. Don't get into lifestyle changes out of defiance and out of anti-authoritarianism and just a reaction to your parent lifestyle or what took place in your life maybe a year ago or 5 years ago or what other people are doing and what other people are saying and when you're following the leadership of somebody else. Just be very careful about that. There are reasons for lifestyle changes, but there are reasons not to do it, you know, as well. So be careful. Hey, good to talk to you, and thanks for joining the Psychology Report as we now launch our second year. So stick with me and listen to it on a regular basis. There's always a topic that may be of interest to you, or parts of it that may be of interest to you. Share the broadcast with somebody else. Just pass it on, and somebody else might be interested in it. So if you know a vegetarian, you may want to just go right now, forward this podcast on to them and let them listen to it. Be a voice of influence in the life of others, okay? Yeah, bye for now.